Part 1, Chapter 21, Fourth File, Question 5. Describe the development of cabinet system during the reigns of William and Mary, Annie and Hanoverian rulers. Answer. A significant question of succession arose in England in 1701, as Queen Mary had died in 1694. She had no child, and according to the Bill of Rights of 1689, now her younger sister Annie was the successor to the throne of England. All the sons of Annie had died by the year 1700, hence the need of the appointment of a successor emerged, and the Parliament passed the Act of Settlement. This was a very important law in the constitutional history of England because it decided the following issues. First, the ruler of England should be Protestant and must be a follower of the Church of England. In future, no person belonging to Roman Catholic religion or who had married a Catholic lady would be enthroned in England. This is why Edward VIII had to give up the throne in the 20th century because he married a Catholic lady. Second, the nature of the monarchy was made constitutional and the principle of the responsibility of the ministers was accepted. Third, the emperor was empowered to remove the judges of the court on the recommendations of the parliament. Thus, the security of service was granted to the judges. Fourth, after the death of Queen Annie, Sophia, the Electress of Hanover, or her Protestant child, would be the successor after the death of Queen Annie. Now, establishment of cabinet system and party government. During the reign of William III, two parties, that are the Whig and the Tory, were established. The king was authorized to appoint his ministers according to his will before the outbreak of the Glorious Revolution. But the situation had changed after the splendid or glorious revolution, and the influence of the Whigs and the Tories was clearly visible in the parliament. William III had resumed the powers with the help and support of both the parties. So he had to select his ministers from among both the parties. But there was no harmony between the ministers on account of difference of principles and policies, and a lot of difficulties emerged. Later on, William made a slight change in this system and selected the ministers from among the party which had majority in the House of Commons. This system proved quite satisfactory, and later on the leader of the majority party was appointed as the Prime Minister and he was authorized to make his cabinet. Now, constitutional development of England in the 18th century during the Hanoverian period. Queen Annie died in 1714, but the Electress of Hanover, Sophia, had died earlier. So George I, the son of Queen Annie, was invited to resume the powers. At that time, George was 54 years of age and he was the ruler of Hanover, a German state. He did not know English language and knew only German. He was not at all interested in the politics of the British government. So he handed over the administration of England to his first minister, who later on came to be known as the Prime Minister. The Whig Party played a prominent role in the succession of George I in England, and during this period the Whigs had majority in the House of Commons, which continued up to 1760. that is during the regime of George II, 1727 to 1760. But later on it was left to the Prime Minister to select his ministers from his party and preside over the cabinet. Walpole became the Prime Minister after 1720. He came to be known as the first Prime Minister of Great Britain. Thus, the cabinet system and party government came into existence in England. Now, constitutional development during the reign of George II, 1727-60. George II followed the policy of his father George I. He reigned from 1727-60. Walpole and Pitt the elder worked as prime ministers during his reign, which was very significant for Great Britain. The post of prime minister was recognized during his reign. Now his practice was fully established in England that the prime minister would preside over the meetings of the cabinet instead of the king, and the prime minister was held responsible to the House of Commons. Walpole continued to be the prime minister up to 1642, and he maintained cordial relations between the cabinet and the parliament. He added to the power and prestige of the House of Commons. Trade and commerce flourished during his period, and the policy of free trade was adopted. He also reduced the national debt and made the country prosperous. Ramsay Muir writes about it, "Walpole was an outstanding English statesman of his times. He laid the foundation of the modern cabinet system and gave unprecedented peace, prosperity, and advancement to his country." Several significant events took place during the reign of George II. Walpole's new administrative and political system, Jacobite revolt, Austrian War of Succession, and 7 Years' War were some such significant events. So the period of George II was comparatively more important than that of George I. Frederick, the Prince of Wales, who was the son of George I, died in 1751. Hence, his grandson George III succeeded him in 1760. Now, constitutional development during the age of George III. George III ruled for about 60 years from 1760 to 1820. His mother had taught him from the very beginning, "George, be a king." Before his accession, all the rights of the kings had slipped to the prime minister. George III wanted to regain all these rights, so he formed a party of his friends, and with their help, he crushed the supremacy of the Whig party, which had been continuing since 1689. He centralized the powers for some time in his hands, but realizing his inability to cope with the work of the country, he again handed over the powers to the cabinet. As a result of the constant efforts of the king, the number of the friends and supporters of George III had increased to a great extent. During his reign up to 1776, prime ministers that are Pitt the Elder, 1760-61, Bute, 1760-63, Grenville, 1760-65, Buckingham, 1765-66, Chatham, 1766-68, and Grifton, 1768-70, held office. Lord North was his seventh Prime Minister, who continued to serve till 1782. During this period, the real powers remained in the hands of George III instead of the Prime Minister. America declared her independence during the period of Lord North on 4th July 1776. After Lord North, Rockingham, 1782, Shelburne, 1782-1783, Foxey North, 1783, and Pitt the Younger, 1783-1801, served as Prime Ministers. John Wilkes always opposed the absolutism of the king. He was thrice elected from Middlesex, and thrice he was not permitted to sit in the House of Commons. He was also an editor of a North Britain newspaper. He safeguarded independence by filing a suit against the king. The defeat of Great Britain in the American War of Independence gave a severe blow to the prestige of England. Pitt the Younger, after resuming the office of Prime Minister, once again captured all the powers in his hands because it was almost impossible to run the administration of the country alone without the support of the Parliament. He ran the administration of the country for the good of the country. In this way, the party system and parliamentary system were completely established in England by the end of the 18th century and in the beginning of the 19th century. Now, points to remember. Queen Mary left no successor after her death in 1694. Her younger sister Annie was to succeed after her, but all her sons died before 1700. Hence, the need of appointment of a successor arose, and the Parliament passed the Act of Settlement. According to this Act, after the death of Queen Annie, Sophia, the Electress of Hanover, or her Protestant child, would be the successor. Sophia died earlier than Queen Annie, hence George I was invited to resume the throne. Now, establishment of cabinet system and party government. During the reign of William III, two parties, that are the Whigs and Tory, were established. The king used to appoint his ministers before the outbreak of the Glorious Revolution, but situation changed after the revolution. As William III occupied the throne with the support of both the parties, he had to appoint ministers from both the parties. Hence, there was no harmony among the ministers. Later, the king started to appoint ministers from the majority party in the House of Commons. Now, constitutional development of England in the 18th century. During Hanover period, George was 54 years in age. He did not know English, but was well versed in German. During his reign, the first minister came to be known as Prime Minister. Whigs played a prominent role in the succession of George I, and they had also majority in the House of Commons. Hence, he selected his ministers from his party. Now, constitutional development during the regime of George II, 1727-60. George II followed the policy of his father George I. During his reign, the Prime Minister was authorized to preside over the meetings of the cabinet in place of the king. Walpole was the most efficient Prime Minister of his time. He contributed a lot to the development of trade and commerce and added power and prestige to the House of Commons. Various significant events, such as new administrative and political system, Jacobite revolt, Austrian War of Succession and 7 Years' War took place during his reign. Now, constitutional development during the age of George III. George III ruled for about 60 years from 1760 to 1820. Before his accession, all the rights of the king were captured by the prime minister. He endeavored to regain those rights. He succeeded in his mission, but soon he restored the same to the prime minister. Several efficient ministers such as Pitt the Elder, Bute, Grenville, Buckingham, Chatham, Grifton, and Lord North served as prime ministers during his reign. After Lord North, Rockingham, Shelburne, Foxenorth, and Pitt the Younger also served as prime ministers. John Wilkes always opposed the absolutism of the king. He was thrice elected for Middlesex, and thrice he was not permitted to sit in the House of Commons. He moved heaven and earth in order to safeguard the independence of the people. In this way, the party system and parliamentary system were completely established in England by the end of the 18th century and in the beginning of the 19th century.